This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg and one of the leading scientific voices raising many questions about the climate change movement. We want to get his reaction today to President Obama being awarded on Friday the Nobel Peace Prize for, among other reasons, his committed effort to pursuing the fight against climate change. And Dr. Ball, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Greg.
This is the third award, really, in the last 3 years, because in 2007, Al Gore and the UN's panel on climate change shared the award, and now President Obama, for among other reasons like international diplomacy and so forth, getting this award because of his commitment to the fight against climate change. What do you make of this trend? What do you make of this particular selection?
Well, it's another fitting selection in the line of Al Gore. I mean, what climate change has got to do with peace is beyond me. And of course, the IPCC, which is essentially a government agency, and I'd love to know how they got paid when they're already paid by the taxpayers, most of them. It just makes a mockery of the whole system and the whole situation. And of course, all of it based upon completely false science.
The criticism of this award and several of the others, which you referred to, are that the Nobel Prizes are at this point becoming simply a political exercise. What do you make of that?
Well, I agree. And I mean, I was thinking about it. The only possible good thing that Obama could do is put the prize money towards paying down the massive deficit that he's created. And that might be one positive outcome out of this thing. But it really is incredible. The latest thing that just came out in the climate science is the final proof that the hockey stick data was cooked. Steve McIntyre, who broke the hockey stick originally, had been trying to get the data and the method, and finally, the editor of the Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society in Britain forced the authors to produce the data and the method, and of course, it immediately showed that they had very carefully and deliberately selected data to prove their point. And so you've got that, and then you put it with the other piece of evidence, which is they're now claiming 0.85 degrees Celsius increase in temperature over the last 130 years. The person who produced that is refusing to disclose the data and how he achieved it. So you've got the two major pieces of data on which the whole IPCC and climate change bandwagon is based the authors of it refusing to disclose the data. And when one of them finally does, it shows that the data was cooked. And I don't know how we prosecute these people, but this to me borders on crimes against humanity. And then to give people prizes, Nobel prizes, without investigating what's been going on in the climate science field, it just adds an insult to injury.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Ball, a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. And Dr. Ball, on Friday morning, President Obama made some brief remarks outside the White House in saying that he's going to accept this award. His comments were pretty similar to those that he made about climate change at the United Nations. It wasn't the only thing, as I mentioned, he talked about. He talked about the need to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons and the need for peoples of all different kinds to be able to live peaceably among each other. But here's what he said specifically on the climate change front.
We cannot accept the growing threat posed by climate change, which could forever damage the world that we pass on to our children, sowing conflict and famine, destroying coastlines and emptying cities. And that's why all nations must now accept their share of responsibility for transforming the way that we use energy.
Several different projections and predictions in there, Dr. Ball. What do you make of them?
Yeah, well, of course, it's the same. He's only got three of them, but they're the same three that he used in his speech to the UN climate conference a couple of weeks ago, and they're completely wrong. I mean, the sea level rise, of course, that's the one that Gore focused upon. Sea level's risen since the last ice age, and in fact, in the last couple of thousand years, the rate of sea level has decreased significantly. It's leveled right off, and his argument about people fleeing cities. Where does that come from? I mean, in his UN speech, it was people leaving small islands in the Pacific, and that's rubbish too. So they just keep repeating these errors, and they're errors that, of course, are in Al Gore's original movie, which many people have shown to be completely false. So they're simply ignoring all of the research and all of the evidence that's showing these things are false, and pounding away at a completely false message. And how you can win a prize for that is just simply, to me, an illustration of how absurd the world has become.
A couple more questions before we let you go, Dr. Ball. First of all, if the data is not does not back up the contentions of the likes of Gore and Obama and the IPCC and so forth, why has this persisted? Why has this contention, this idea persisted that the world is in climatological danger?
Well, it's through the UN, the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that was specifically set up by Maurice Strong to focus on CO2 and to focus on humans as the cause of climate change. And their reports have become sacrosanct, there's just a few people. You can name them, Tom Wigley, Ken Briffa, Phil Jones, from the Climatic Research Unit at East Anglia, that have effectively controlled this whole process, they're responsible, Michael Mann, of course, with the hockey stick, and it almost borders on the big lie idea that if you tell something and people say, well, how could they possibly have convinced the whole world? Well, they have, and they've not only done that, but they've silenced by saying that we don't care about the environment, we're marginal, we're flat earthers, and all the other nasty terms that Al Gore uses for people that scientists that dare to question the facts and the method. And so it really has been a complete con job on the whole world by that small group at the UN, and unfortunately, of course, that's become the source of the data that people like Obama are using. And it really is very, very disturbing.
And Dr. Ball, this next question is a little more economical than dealing with the climatology of this, but one of the things the president was talking about there is that, left unchecked, that climate change was going to ruin coasts, people would be forced out of the cities, and basically we'd have an economic calamity. We've had other economic experts on the show saying that the prescribed remedy for this, which is the cranking down of industrialized society, would have that exact effect, is that basically you'd be importing poverty to all these countries that would be unilaterally reducing their economic engine. Now, what can you add to that?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And if you go back and look at the statement that Maurice Strong made 30 years ago when he said the problem for the planet are the industrialized nations, and isn't it our responsibility to get rid of them? And, of course, he set up the IPCC with that whole objective, that he knew he couldn't cut off the energy flow, but he knew by pointing out or trying to prove that CO2, the byproduct, the exhaust of these industrialized nations, was destroying the planet, he could effectively shut down those industrialized nations. And they're on the verge of achieving that. And so I agree with that economic assessment. And of course, I mean, you take things like coastal. Well, there's many parts of the world where the coasts are rising and sea levels falling. The southern part of the U.S., the Gulf of Mexico coast is declining, but the northern part of the North American continent's rising. So as I said, they've used that UN, they've focused on industrialized nations, and by effectively shutting them down, they are going to shut down the engine of economy and capitalism that has created the wealth in the world.
Dr. Ball, it's been mentioned that Obama picks up the Peace Prize in Norway in December, same time frame generally as the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference. Why do you expect the one to affect the other?
Well, of course, that was part of the reason why Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, called the UN Climate Conference in New York recently. And he brought in Tony Blair, he brought in all the heavyweights, because he knew the Copenhagen thing is collapsing. Now, Ban Ki-moon, of course, made it the central part of his tenure as the Secretary General to stop climate change. And, of course, the arrogance in that statement is beyond belief, and so he had to push it. So, yeah, the whole focus is on Copenhagen and what's going to happen there, and of course, what will have happen is Obama will fly there in his carbon producing 747, and they'll all fly in, and basically, very little will happen because underneath. The Chinese, for example, they know that the science is wrong, and they're not buying into it. I mean, sure, they're pretending to put on the cloak of green, but what's going to happen is that if Obama continues, you're going to have unilateral destruction of economies by the Western world, while China and India continue to grow at the West's expense.
Dr. Ball, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you very kindly, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg, one of the leading scientific voices raising serious doubts about the science behind the climate change movement. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.